You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Tuesday, September 24th. I'm Alexandra Skaggs, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 45.6. That's the level of European manufacturing activity in September. It's the lowest reading in almost 7 years, according to Market. That's not good news. Whenever the index falls below 50, that means manufacturing is declining. Germany's results were especially bad in September, showing the worst contraction in more than a decade. There have been signs of a slowdown in Europe's economy for a while now. The European Central Bank just started buying bonds again to try to stave off a downturn. But investors worry central bankers might be running out of ammunition, so they'll be watching for lawmakers to introduce fiscal stimulus. The next number up is 27%. That's how far Netflix's stock has dropped since its last earnings report. The video streaming company has had a rough time since July 18th. That's when it announced that it had added fewer subscribers than expected in the second quarter. Nearly 45% fewer, to be exact. A big subscriber miss is bad enough, but the biggest drag on the stock has been new competition. Walt Disney and Apple are introducing their own streaming services. So are subsidiaries of Comcast and AT&T. Our last number is 25%. That's how far Overstock.com fell on Monday. If you think Netflix has it bad, just listen to what's happened to Overstock in the past 6 weeks. Founder and CEO Patrick Byrne quit 10 days after publicly confirming his involvement in the U.S.'s investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election. Byrne's resignation helped the stock, but not for very long. Shares started to drop again after the former CEO announced that he had sold all of his shares. The sell-off got even worse on Monday. That's when Overstock warned investors that it would just break even in the third quarter. Quite a change of tune from the company, which had forecast profits of more than $17 million this quarter. It also said its CFO had resigned. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Tuesday, September 24th. I'm Alexandra Skaggs, and I'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.